I really think that the old-timey way that they more got these glasses, in first than they did anything, and unless they had some kind of a crock, a bowl, a crock, you know, that they made out of something like we have that they can make. You know, you can make a flower pot out of clay, but I don't know what they made things out of or to drink water out of, except, and I know they had a gourd that they always, that I was talking about, they always used around the wells where they stayed out. And they used them in the home, in the house. But at the table, they didn't have a bunch of gourds around the table. They had some kind of glasses or some kind of cups or something, I suppose. Mother always had some kind of glasses because at olden times, a lot of times, I know you could buy snuff. Now, that's something you didn't want to use, but you could buy it in a bottle or you could buy it in glasses. And a lot of them accumulated a lot of glasses from those snuff bottles, snuff glasses. And they'd make good dices after you got your snuff out of them and boiled them and took care of them. And Mother took her of snuff bottles, and that's where you kept her seed beans and seed peas. The weevils wouldn't bother. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you'd have a bunch of people standing around the dinner table, and if your mother was ready for them to go ahead, she'd say, well, go on and...
Go ahead and eat. They didn't turn thanks in the olden days as much as they do now, but not ordinarily that doesn't didn't. But she'd tell them to, I guess, would tell them to go ahead. That supper's on, dinner's on the table.
And then if they were standing up, she'd say, "Well, go ahead and
sit."
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and sit.
Mm-hmm. And so if she told them that, then I guess they went ahead and
sit down, and they'd be. Oh, there was some probably did. Did say the blessing in the old time and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, Elaine's people, her people raised up for the blessing, and mine was raised up without it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the best? Mm-hmm. Both of them, I guess.
If you were passing food around and you decided not to eat something, you might say, well, no, thank you. I don't believe I'd
care for it.
If you had food that, let's see, maybe it had been cooked at dinner, and then you had it again that night for supper, you'd say it was...
Leftovers, cold snacks,
mm-hmm.
cold, it would be cold or it'd be leftovers.
Leftovers. Now, if you heated it up, what would you call it?
It'd be warmed over. And you could tell it was warmed over, too. You can always tell when anything's warmed over or when it's freshly cooked, too.
Now, if you had a piece of meat that was tough, you'd have to really...
cook it.
Mm-hmm. And then after you got it in your mouth, if it's still tough, you'd really have to...
You'd have to chew hard on it, and you'd have to be... have to have some better chopper than I got.
What would they call a dish that'd be made out of cornmeal, and they'd boil it with milk or water or something, and just kind of heat it up with... Well, do you know of anything called mush?
Oh yeah, my wife can make mush, but I don't like mush. I don't know how she makes it. She has mush every once in a while, and I don't know whether that's good to eat or not. I never been eating it.
You don't eat it, yeah. Oh, well now.
She makes it out of cornmeal.
She makes it out of cornmeal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about peas and beets and things like that, they'd be all different kinds of
vegetables.
And plot near the house where you might grow vegetables, you'd call that a
truck patch.
What would you call this? Well, it's something. It's made out of corn, and I believe now they treat it with lye. And
hominy? You're trying to think of hominy?
Yeah. And then, now if they grind it up real fine, then they call it
cornmeal. They won't grind hominy up in cornmeal, so it wouldn't be hominy.